Chapter 7, Killing the Agasura Demon. Early one morning, Krishna got out of bed and blew a buffalo horn to call all his friends together. Keeping the calves in front of them, they started out for the forest. They each carried sticks, flutes, and horns, as well as lunch bags, and each of them was taking care of thousands of calves. They each carried sticks, flutes, and horns, as well as lunch bags, and each of them was taking care of thousands of calves. Each boy wore pearls, gems, and golden ornaments, and was very jolly and happy. They began to pick up flowers, leaves, twigs, peacock feathers, and red clay from so many places in the forest. While passing through the forest, one boy caught another boy's lunch bag and threw it to a third. When that boy, whose lunch was missing, found out, he tried to take it back, but each boy threw it to another boy. The boys played many games. One would say, "I will go and touch Krishna first," and another would say, "No, I'll touch Krishna first." Some of them played on their flutes or bugles made of buffalo horn. Some of them followed the peacocks and made sounds like the cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. While the birds flew in the sky, the boys chased their shadows along the ground and danced like the peacocks. Some of them climbed up into the trees to sit with the monkeys. They caught the monkeys by the tails and teased them by jumping and making faces, showing their teeth to the monkeys. Others played with the frogs and jumped in the water after them. Some went to an empty well and laughed at the echoing sounds calling back to them from deep inside. Some went to an empty well and laughed at the echoing sounds calling back to them from deep inside. One day, the Agasura demon watched Krishna and his friends playing in the forest. Agasura was the younger brother of Putana and Bakasura, and he thought, "Krishna killed my brother and sister. Now I shall kill him, along with all his friends and calves. Then naturally, their mothers and fathers will also die of sorrow." So the great demon Agasura made himself longer and longer and longer until he was 8 miles long, just like a very, very fat snake. He stretched his mouth wide open, just like a mountain cave. His lower lip touched the ground, and his upper lip touched the clouds way up in the sky. His jaws were very deep, and his teeth just like mountain peaks. His hot tongue looked like a wide road, and his breathing was like a very windy storm. His eyes were blazing like fire. Since he wanted to swallow all the boys at once, even Krishna and Balaram, he sat on the path, waiting. At first, the boys thought the demon was only a statue. But then they began to talk with each other about him. This looks like a huge snake, which has opened its mouth wider and wider to eat all of us. But even if it were to swallow us all at once, it could not possibly swallow Krishna. Krishna will kill him easily, as he did Bakasura. All the boys looked at the beautiful lotus-like face of Krishna, and they began to clap and smile. They were not afraid, and so they marched forward right into the big open mouth of the serpent. The demon was waiting for Krishna. When Krishna went in, all the demigods who had gathered to see the fun, hiding in the clouds, began to cry, "Alas, alas!" Suddenly, Krishna began to grow bigger and bigger inside the demon's throat. Agasura demon coughed and choked. His big fiery eyes moved in pain, and he couldn't breathe anymore. His life air burst out of a hole in the top of his head, and the demon dropped dead. So Krishna brought all the boys and calves with him safe and sound right out of the mouth of the demon. Agasura's demon spirit soul was waiting in the sky like a dazzling light. When the boys and calves came out of the demon's mouth, everyone saw that glittering light merge into the body of Krishna. The demigods were very joyful and showered flowers on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. They offered prayers, played drums, and sang songs. Jai, Jai, all glories to Krishna. The gigantic mouth of the demon stayed open and didn't dry up for many, many days. So all of Krishna's friends were able to use it for a playground. Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.